Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Werribee Open Range Zoo's Wildlife Hospital has recently had some fantastic news with two wild orphaned Joeys defying the odds and grasping a second chance at life following life-saving care at the zoo. Dr. Natalie Rourke is Werribee Open Range Zoo's senior vet. Natalie, welcome to Drive.
Oh, thank you, Warren. I'm so pleased you're interested in these lovely cases.
Oh, look, I love it when people rescue wildlife, and we see so many on the road. What's an important thing we should do when we do come across them?
Well, firstly, make sure you're safe, because if animals can be hit on the road, you can be too.
Mm.
So I would always advise, you know, hazard lights, being careful, and immediately contacting the Wildlife Victoria the local wildlife carers in the region.
Now, Natalie, tell us about these two little Joeys. Who are they?
Well, if we talk about wombat Myrtle first up.
Myrtle?
Well, she's been given an in-house name, but of course she's a wild animal and she's going to go out to the wild when she's a bit bigger and stronger. But her mother was hit by a car and she was found at the side of the road. Now, I know we all enjoy this weekend warrior culture.
Mm.
We're driving at night to get to the coast or driving to go to the snow or driving to the country. And we're all driving at dusk or at night, which is unfortunately peak activity time for most Australian natives actually. And they're hard to see. So wombats are, you know, as you know, they're sort of dark and low, and they might not be facing the car, so you don't see the flash of their lights. You don't see the flash of their eyes and the headlights, I mean. So unfortunately, Myrtle's mum was struck, and Myrtle was still alive in the pouch. Now, wildlife carer was contacted, came along, rescued Myrtle from the pouch and kept overnight and brought to the veterinary clinic the next day. These cases are all too common.
And who was the other one?
The other one was the Joey, the Eastern Grey Kangaroo. Her name was, her in-house name is Ruth. Very similar story. A mother was struck on the roadside, fortunately brought into a wildlife carer who supported until she could get to the zoo to have the little one checked out. So a requirement of a wildlife carer's license, all animals in their care need to be checked within the first 48 hours by a veterinarian. Having said that, we can really help get them on the road in the right direction. Wildlife carers are incredibly experienced people, and it's very specialised what they do. So my advice would be, don't try and do this at home. Always contact those specialists.
Now, both of these, Myrtle and Ruth, were little Joeys found in the pouch. Is that, I imagine, you know, not every incident on the road someone calls Wildlife Victoria or someone like that. Is that common to find little Joeys in the pouch?
Unfortunately, yes. Yes, it is quite common. And, of course, you've got a 50% chance of that because, it might be a male struck on the side of the road. But if it's a female, we would always check the pouch to make sure that there wasn't a little one there.
What treatment did you have to give Myrtle and Ruth? I love how you give them in-house names.
It helps us with remembering because, you know, all the little bubbas, they start to look a bit similar if they're just under numbers. So if we've got their names, the names often match their personalities, so then we can go from there. But both of them had to be put on intravenous fluids, and they're very small. So the wombat Myrtle, she was only 380 grams. Now, if you think of a newborn human baby, they'd probably average 3 kilos.
Wow.
So 380 grams is quite small. And she had to be on IV fluids and care over, you know, 24 hours and being fed every 3 to 4 hours with specialised milk. She was also on some medications as well. Now, Ruth, very similarly, had to go on IV fluids for 3 days, because what happens when their mother dies at the side of the road, you know, their milk supply finishes and these little ones get very dehydrated and very cold.
How long does it take for them to dehydrate? So how important is it that we call that number in what time frame?
Yeah. Pretty rapidly, you know, 3 to 4 hours and they're starting to get dehydrated because they're continually sucking on the teat and continually getting nutrition. So when that stops, straight away they're starting to get into trouble.
Right, okay. And how are they now?
Oh, they're super. They're adorable, and I cannot say that sort of thing because I'm a senior vet and we've got to be tough. And so these are wild animals. But honestly, you look at them and your heart just melts.
Oh. What's it like?
They're doing so well.
Natalie, what's it like when you do see that happen? Because I imagine, you know, it would be quite, at times, quite a sad job to do. I don't think I could do it. I think I'd be crying all the time. But how does it feel when you see the outcomes that you've seen with Myrtle and Ruth as a vet?
Oh, look, it's fantastic. And you're right, there are a lot of sad moments. But you shouldn't lose your humanity and just embrace the fact that they are sad. And if you're crying a bit, well, that's okay.
Mm.
But, yes, when we have these happy stories, we just want to tell them because they keep one foot in front of the other. The carers themselves, they're the ones that really need our support. Mm. We need to get behind our local wildlife shelters and support them because those people are exhausted. You know, they're up all night feeding babies. They mostly do it out of their own pocket. There's the occasional grant, but mostly out of their own pocket. So as a community, we should really get behind wildlife carers and help them with either physically or financially.
I agree. I think wildlife carers are the most amazing people in the world. When is Myrtle and Ruth going to be released back into the wild?
Oh, not for several months. They've got to get... And they'll go through several phases of that release. They'll be sort of a soft release when they're big enough, and they'll be in larger paddocks with friends about their own size, and they'll keep growing, and then a few more months after that before it'll be safe to release them. And release sites, you try to release them as close to where they came from.
Oh, what happens? Do they find their way to their original home? Do they know where they are?
It's difficult. It's difficult because there's not a lot of monitoring post-release, and that requires a lot of research. But if you can put them in an environment that is familiar to them and nutritionally suitable, then that's the best we can do.
Natalie, I want to ask you a question just in terms of wildlife. Mm. I know some people, they see wildlife, they think, oh, I'll feed it this or I'll do that. What are the worst things that we can do when we do see injured wildlife?
Oh, no. Best not to feed, like when you find these bubbers, best not to feed them. Never feed cow's milk. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Much better off just with boiled water or a little bit of sugar water, but never really feed them anything like cow's milk. Get them straight to the wildlife carer or your local vet clinic if you can't find a wildlife carer.
Natalie, I think this continue.
And the other thing is, just be mindful they shouldn't be near your pet cats or pet dogs.
Mm, of course. And cats should be inside at night. Natalie, I love the work that you do at the hospital there. I didn't realise that Werribee Open Range
Zoo had
a hospital. It's just amazing. So thank you for sharing the story. And I know you like to tell them. We want to hear them.
Terrific. Thanks, Warren. Well, we've got plenty to talk about coming up.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. You have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
That is Werribee Open Range Zoo's senior vet, Dr. Natalie Rourke. What a good story.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.